This one comes to us from John, and it's a little bit broader, but it kind of raises some questions that we haven't really talked about much recently. John says, Andy, Allison, if Trump wins the 2024 election, it is widely expected that he will fire Jack Smith and direct his DOJ to dismiss the DC and Florida cases. To me, this just seems wrong. His criminal incitement of the January 6th insurrection and his stealing of classified documents will become just a minor footnote in American history. And so then John goes on to say, he just wants to understand how this could even happen. How is Trump his own judge and jury on these criminal matters? And I think, John, I couldn't tell from your from the email where you're sending the question from, but this highlights one of the very unique qualities of our Constitution. And where this basically comes from is the president's power of the executive branch, and that the Department of Justice is part of the executive branch, and the executive branch is run by the president of the United States, the duly elected president. And the president has the authority to basically tell the Department of Justice what to do. For the last 50 or so years, presidents have not done that. In the wake of Watergate and the Church Committee hearings and all the reforms of federal law enforcement and intelligence work and things like that, we went to great lengths to establish what we call the White House contacts policy. And basically this norm or DOJ policy that says the White House, even though they're in charge of the Justice Department, and even though the president appoints the attorney general, it's a bad idea to have the president or other political people making decisions about individual prosecutions because it politicizes our system of justice. So they don't. They haven't done that. There's all kinds of rules set up to make sure that White House people don't talk to some people in DOJ and the FBI, things like that. And we know from Donald Trump, from what he's said, from the way he's campaigned, from the way he conducts himself, from the way what his supporters have said, things like Project 2025 and others, he intends to completely do away with that separation, with that independence of the Department of Justice. So a DOJ completely under his sway will act very much like a massive private law firm. They will be bound by executing whatever directives he gives them, be they in an individual case, be they in a case about him, or be they in a case about any other American. A Trump presidency will see a return. Not even a return. It'll be worse than it was before all those reforms I mentioned. The president of the United States will be individually deciding, if he wants, who gets prosecuted, who goes to trial, and that is a massive departure from where we've been for the last 50 years. That's one of the many things that's at stake right now.
Yeah. Add on top of it that any of those discussions telling the Department of Justice what to do can't be used as evidence.
Of anything.
Subject to judicial review.
Right.
It's immune now.
If he did that and he ordered something that was blatantly illegal and the department carried out that order, even the people in the department who might be subject to criminal investigation and prosecution for violating the law, you would not be able to use the president's statements to them as evidence against those people because it's covered by the president's immunity as official acts. So we are on the precipice of entering an entirely new understanding and relationship to our criminal process in this country. And it's something that I think people haven't, there's been talk about it, but I'm not sure that most people have really gotten their head around that idea.
No. And it's because most people aren't trying to exploit presidential criminal immunity,
right?
It's hard to get inside the head of somebody like that and figure out what they're capable of doing. It is wrong. But with Trump in charge and a Department of Justice at his beck and call, that's it's not reviewable judicially.
That's right.
That's why this election is so important, as we know.
That's right.